This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are just getting started. First hour in, we are live. Right? We are here today. Last week, I was away at the Arete Trade Show. So I wanted to make sure I had something that was live for you guys. So I had pre-recorded it. It was hard to say, all right, I'm not going to say what day it is. I'm not going to say what day it is. I just couldn't do it. It's funny. I was like, all right, the whole time I'm just going to pretend like it's Sunday, do this thing, that, and the other thing. But I just couldn't do it. So I did pre-record it. I wanted to make sure that it wasn't 2 weeks in a row of you guys hearing a rerun, right? So I appreciate all those that listened last week. I was at the Arete Trade Show. My dad used to go to the trade show pretty much, every year as well. But what would happen is he could actually do a show there, right? Sometimes, and a couple times he had done it from the trade show. But I was there working for my full-time job, which is, as I've said a million times, for Mahoney's Garden Center. And I couldn't take that time away. So, and I was also on a plane during the show. It was kind of weird. I'm not going to lie. Knowing that I was not on vacation or anything and I could do a show, but I was actually on a plane. So it was awkward for me just thinking about it. But anyways, we're here to answer those questions for you. So call us and we will help you out the best we can, as always. We are starting to get some good weather, right? We're starting to feel cooler. We're starting to see some rain. When I did the broadcast last time, it was Labor Day, and it had rained all day. Now, I'll tell you, it was awesome. There was enough rain, it just really helped. I looked at, there was a website, I'm not sure what it is at this point, I'd have to find it, but somebody I work with had sent it to me, and it showed that where I live specifically, on that rainstorm and the couple days that it happened, we had gotten almost 4 inches of rain. Almost 4 inches of rain. It was incredible. It was just amazing to have that much moisture coming at time. And you're starting to see it in the lawn. You're starting to see it in the garden. You're starting to see it in a number of areas. Right? I am noticing it myself, basically on the lawn. I am seeing new growth pop up. I don't know about you guys, but I definitely am. And it is great to see. to me, that means that we're getting ready for, you know, re-planting the lawn, doing those types of things, getting the lawn restarted, getting our trees and shrubs planted, and getting ready for winter, right? To allow us to get new product into the ground. And by product, it could be shrubs, it could be trees, it could be perennials, it could be lawn. We are still in that period of time where a lot of you, myself included, can't water, right? Some might be able to hand water. Some are in total, basically locked down when it comes to watering. I know a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to somebody on the Cape, and they were saying that no lawn watering was allowed because you're in such a drought. And I know we've been getting rain, and it probably hasn't, you know, dropped out of that yet, but we're getting there. And these are things that, you know, I'm not going to lie, I'm getting excited about, because we can really, really start back and, you know, get ready for next year, in essence. That's really what we're doing at this point. We're trying to make sure we're taken care of for next season. And so by putting down fertilizers, by putting down some of these things, it's definitely worth it. So really look into it if you haven't at this point. And don't look at it and say, well, it hasn't rained in all this time. We got to look at what the future holds. And it's starting to, it's starting to get the moisture in the ground. Like I said earlier, you know, I walked outside this morning and there was dew on the ground, right? There's already dew on the grass, and that's every morning, and it's starting to be at night, and I'm noticing it each time. So this is something you should keep in mind, right? Something that you should be looking at, because there is a great future for the lawn as long as we take care of it, and doing some of that now is what's going to help it. Now, if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern. We've got plenty of time left in the show. At about 8 o'clock, Karen from Natural Alternative will be joining us. She's going to give us some great information, what we can be doing, especially when we've seen some of the turnarounds in the lawn and garden. So definitely stay tuned for that, because that is going to be some great information here. Now, what can we be doing other than, you know, the typical, like I said, the fertilizing, those types of things. Well, one thing I'd like you to think about this year, and I've talked about it a few times with your vegetable garden, is instead of just ripping out your vegetables at the end of the season, cut them back to the base and leave the root system intact versus, like I said, ripping everything out. Because you have spent so much time fertilizing, doing all those things that you need to do, and the soil has all those microbes in it already. And by ripping the plants out, it's going to rip those microbes with it. So we want to just make sure that we're helping leave some of those microbes in the soil for the long term of the plants. So it's definitely something that, you know, might not be your norm, but this is something that I recommend, because I think it's going to help you with the long-term effects for your plant. Now, another thing that I would like you guys to think about this season is if you compost, if you put compost in your vegetable garden each year, right? Say you put, you know, each spring you put compost. I'd like you to think about putting it down in the fall this year instead of just in the spring. Because what it can do is it'll give it time to really get into the soil, kind of break down a little bit. What I think will also happen from it is you will, those nutrients will get to where they need to be with the plants that you've left, right? So if we left those plants, like I was talking about, then you're going to want to do something for them. And I think that's something that will help. Okay. Now, again, this is all up to you, but I really feel as though we could do some of these things to help get ahead for next year, right? So we always, in the spring, we're always saying, all right, I got to get this, you know, I got to compost, I got to do this, I got to do that. Well, if we can get it down over winter and use it as our mulch, might not be a bad thing. So just some food for thought, just some things to think about. Anyways, if you have some questions, you can call us here. My phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Paul is in Massachusetts.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I was out yesterday. I mowed the front lawn, and I've noticed it's rebounded quite well. Not, you know, it's not, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, a 9 or a 10 yet, but it's certainly headed in that direction. And
yeah.
I know the grass is nice and thick. It's definitely the rain from a couple of weeks ago, and the cooler temperatures have really made a significant difference, really progressed well. But my question is this. I do still have quite a large bag of Milorganite that I would like to use on it. So I was just wondering how many times or how often I want to make sure the Milorganite has a lot of slow-release organic matter, but as you well know, a lot of nitrates and phosphorus and so forth. And so I want to make sure that the grass gets the benefits of that going into the winter season. So should I want to, like, do it sometime soon before it rains again? And how many times should I apply it, would you say, before winter sets in?
My first question for you is, when was the last time you did it?
Well, it was back in July.
Okay.
Back around the middle of July.
All right. So you could do it now, and then you could do it again in about 6 weeks from now. And I know that sounds, you know, 6 weeks from now might be, you know, is the almost November. But what it's really doing is we're feeding for next year by doing some of this. Okay, and we're getting it because of the fact that it needs something to get through the winter. This is only going to help it. And it's not going to take away, you know, it being the fact that it is organic, there's not tons of... it's not going to push a lot of new growth, right? All it's really going to do is just help it with the longevity of it. So... you could put it down today. I think it would actually be great. I'm hearing the possibility of rain tonight, right? So today would be a perfect day to do it because of the fact that it'll water it in for you. You won't have to, you know, do it yourself. So that's definitely something I would look at doing. It's only going to help at this point. If you have, you know, issues with some of the, you know, the weeds or whatnot, then, you know, that's... it's going to help it. It's not going to, you know, the Mulliganite's not going to help the weed. It's going to help the rest of the lawn grow, right? And that's what we're looking to do.
All right. That's great, Patrick. Thank you very much.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, we're really thinking, you know, fall type planting. That's what where we're at this point. Fall is a great time to plant. It's a great time to fertilize the lawn. It's a great time to do a number of things. So really, honestly, it's almost as important as getting you started in the spring. Really. There's a lot to it. And what it's doing is getting your lawn, your garden, ready for next year. Right? What we're doing now is only going to help next season be more successful. From what you do now is what helps with the longevity. So definitely worth it. I want to say it's almost the most important, but it's not completely right. Taking care of it in general is important for it. But I think looking, you know, at the lawn and taking care of it, especially after what we've had to go through when it comes to, drought, everything, we need to do something to take care of it. Okay. So I highly recommend you getting out there, putting a fertilizer down at this point, right? If you haven't, it is very important, to the success and the long-term success. This would be, if you have done it in the past couple weeks, you know, obviously we're waiting then, but it's that time of year, to get ready for winter. So we'll talk more about it as the show goes on. And I know Karen, from Natural Alternative, who will be here at 8 o'clock. We're going to discuss some of that as well. So stay tuned for that. For everybody else, call us 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist. Here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News.
Two of five bombing technicians injured in the detonation of an explosive device during a training exercise in Pennsylvania remained hospitalized a day after the accident. The training session was being conducted by the FBI's Philadelphia field office, and those in attendance, including representatives from several state, county, and local law enforcement agencies. The cause of the accident remains under investigation. The FBI and the Pennsylvania State Police are leading the investigation. At least three people were killed when two planes collided over Colorado on Saturday. The Federal Aviation Administration and National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the crash. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're getting started with the show. So definitely, call us if you have some questions. As I know, the past couple weeks I haven't been around, so you might be thinking, is he live? Is he there? Yeah, I'm here. I am definitely here, so give us a call. Anyways, we've been talking about things you can be doing, right? Fall is an incredible time to feed your plants, to actually plant your plants. This is something that, you might hear out there and you're thinking, maybe it's a way to get rid of some product for some people. No. It is the best time to plant right now. Because our plants will focus on the root system versus trying to put new plants out or new shoots, right? So by doing that and planting now, it's going to focus on, the things that we want for it to be ready for winter. Because putting in a lot more root development is only going to be beneficial long term. You're going to see better effects for your plants. You're going to see, long-term shoots that are a lot better. You're going to see a lot of different things. And really, by taking care of it right now, you might think, I don't have a lot of time or this. It's actually going to help more. The plants have been so stressed out. That's the other thing, right? Our plants have been so stressed out that doing nothing and then letting the plant kind of go into winter is like walking outside in winter without a jacket, right? Going out in a t-shirt. It's kind of like the same thing, honestly. Because our plants don't know. They've been in such shock for so long now, right? Because the drought, right? But what's happening is if we don't do anything, they're just even weaker. But if we do something, fertilize, help protect them for winter, right? Things like using wilt proof or wilt stop, using those for the season coming up, that's going to help. So those are things we need to start thinking about doing. Now, one of those things I just mentioned was wilt proof, right? You know, they have the products wilt proof and wilt stop out there. What is it? Well, it actually holds the moisture in the plant over the winter. And it is something that will only be beneficial. Because we know the winter has damaging winds, right? Where the wind just goes. And it just comes through those areas and dries everything out. So we need to think about it. Anyways, let's get into some phone calls here. Nathan, who's up next?
Mike is in New Hampshire.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I've had issues with my lawn for quite a few years. And this year, from the beginning of the season, I started using 10-10-10. And much to my disbelief, it brought the lawn back looking good, very green. And as you mentioned a few minutes ago, I've noticed new growth.
Yep.
Should I continue using the 10-10-10, or should I go to a stronger fertilizer for the winter?
So what I want you to do is I want you to look at using a winterizer, but I want you to be able to do it twice, okay? Because if you do it now, say you were to do it today, you would use a winterizer. It'll say right on the package, winterizer, right? And it has more of the other elements than a nitrogen. It has more, a little bit of the phosphorus, most likely not a lot of phosphorus, and then a lot of potassium in it. That potassium is going to help with all around, just in general, to help help get the plant, the actual roots, the plant healthier and looking better. Okay, so the reason why I say twice is because that second time, even though it'll be about, you know, Halloween, November 1st at this point, the roots are still going. And we usually, until like about, you know, past couple of years, it's been late. But when it's late, the ground's still, the roots are still developing and still growing. So it's something that we want to make sure we take care of. And so I want you to fertilize twice before the end of the year with the winterizer. Okay? So it's it'll say right on the package, depending upon the, you know, the brand that you like, it'll say winterizer. Okay, and like I said, twice before the end of the season.
Okay. Any special fertilizer? Any special winterizer?
You know,
brand name?
I tend to stay away from the Scotts brand. It's just me. I think there's a lot of people out there the same type of way, really. But I stay away from that. Jonathan Green's a good one. Any of the Lebanon type fertilizers are fine, which would be like Greenview, right? Those would be fine. Really, I guess the only thing is to stay, I personally stay away from Scotts. So that would be my recommendation.
Okay. Is there any weed killer in that? I'd rather go without a weed killer.
No weed killer at this point.
Okay.
It's just a winterizer. So it's really focusing on the roots and helping the roots get to where they need to be. So I wouldn't worry.
Super.
Alrighty.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
No problem, Mike. You have a great rest of your day.
You too, sir. Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time left in the day for you to call us, and we can help you out with as many of the questions as you have today. And we, fertilizing, like I was saying to Mike, it is super important to do. Honestly, we're helping the root system. We're helping develop next season. And it is ideal for us to do that. So really think about it. And I think you can do twice if you did it today. And today, and you know, I looked at the weather briefly. I haven't looked at it since, but there was the possibility of rain tonight. And so some of those areas that are not are in water bands, if it's going to rain tonight, use it to your advantage, right? Use it, because if you can't water, you know, putting fertilizer down, sometimes you're afraid that it's going to, burn the lawn. Doing it this way, wow, if it's going to rain, it's going to help. So definitely something to do. Now, we do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret's in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. I have two basil plants I want to keep inside in the winter. They're okay. About 2 feet tall. And I wonder, should I let it go? Or should I cut branches off and repot them? And how do I do that?
Well, so you could do a little bit of both here. You know, one thing to do with the basil is if you want to start some new plants with cuttings, I would definitely try it out. It's not going to harm the plant long term, because this is a plant, right, that we prune to use the product, you know, use the leaves. And so it just regenerates new growth. So that's a good thing. Using some of it to start new plants is definitely a good thing. Now, the rest of them, you just wanted to bring them indoors, it can happen without a problem. Some tend to be a little bit hardier than others, so some might stay outside. But for you, I would bring them indoors, right, and keep them. And keep them in a nice sunny window. Bringing them away from the window, not a great thing. The other thing is maybe you leave them in the kitchen so that it's nice and easy to use. It's not very far away, but maybe somewhere else in that area is fine too. But bring it indoors. Let it not completely dry out in between, but don't water it as much as you would be outside, right? Because outside we tend to, it warms up more, it needs to dry out, and you're watering a little bit more often. This is something that you want to let dry out in between. Not to the point where it is like bone dry, but to the point where it's not sitting in water, because in the winter months, our plants are a little bit slower, right? Because of the cold weather outside, it knows the time frame. So I think it's something where we need to, reduce some of the water. Now, like I said, put it in a window. If the window isn't a full sun window, look into getting like an artificial light, like a grow light or something along those, because it does need full sun even during the winter. Okay? So, if you need an artificial light, they make some really simple ones. They're the old style that have like the gray dome around it with the light on the center. That would be one. Or you could have a number of those if you want to keep it going. But like I said, up to you on it. You want to keep it warm too. So if it's a window that has like a major draft coming out of it, maybe see what you can do to take care of the draft. Because if it has that cold weather hitting it, it's not going to help it. It does want some of the warmer weather. So it might be one where, say, there's a heater near a window or in that area, it'll do all right there. Make sure you that one, if you do it there, you're going to need to water a little bit more because it's going to dry out quicker. Okay? But there's options, and you can definitely do it, and you can definitely use it in multiple different areas. It's really up to you on which is the best sunlight for you. Okay?
Okay.
Yep. How about, should I repot, when I take cuttings off, should I put them in dirt or water, or what do I do?
Well, so what I'd want you to do is put them in dirt, but get a product called a rooting powder, right? It's just a powder that you dip the tip where you cut the basil in, and it helps just push the root system develop a little bit more into the soil and makes it, the longevity of it better for you. And you just put it in a light soil, like an indoor potting soil, not an outdoor potting soil. So it's something that's very light soil, and you should be very successful.
Okay, thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
All right,
thank
Margaret,
you.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national best seller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub. It's a product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites, bring the products directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I want to get right into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Dot is in Lowell.
Dot, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call again. I have a question about reusing the soil that comes when you buy, like, pansies every year. I have buy pansies and stuff from the Boy Scout sale the grandsons are in. And I use that potting, whatever the medium is that it's planted in, earlier in the spring from last year, and they didn't do well at all. Can you reuse that? I have to replant, spread some peace plant, and I was hoping to use that as potting soil or mix it in with potting soil. Is that medium that, you know, the annuals that they're planted in, is that good to reuse?
I mean, personally, if I'm repotting something like a peace lily or one of those, I would be using a more indoor mix, like a lighter soil type mix. To me, it's only going to be beneficial for it. So I would,
These are the annuals, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I wouldn't use it.
I'm also in a potted plant, yeah, you're not like in the garden itself. I just keep them on the window ledge and stuff.
No, I understand. So the annual plants like that, when they are grown, they do have a little bit of a little bit heavier soil to it.
Okay.
I mean, you can use it, but the thing is about it is, it's been used. I know that sounds, so it doesn't have everything that it had prior that you were looking from it.
Right.
Okay. So that's part of it. So, just keep that in mind. Reusing soil honestly is not a bad thing. I'm not saying don't do it.
Yeah. But
I'm
maybe
just saying,
more outdoor. I got a plan also for Scythia. And,
yeah. Use it in that
it
soil. That would be fine. Definitely.
Mix it with some, like, I got a Espoma for indoor and outdoor, a bag of Espoma indoor and outdoor organic fertilizer, which supposedly can be used for both. It's an indoor and outdoor. So I could mix it half and half for outdoor planting?
Yes, that would be fine.
Okay, I know you got a lot of calls, so thank you so much. I got to get to that today, but so mainly, I just have so many pots left over with the medium, the potting. So that's the last spring. I just thought I'm gonna try it. They didn't do well.
Yeah, so, no. Just realize you might need to fertilize a little bit more with it, right? Because some of those nutrients have been pulled out. That's
right.
All. Okay. So think about it that way. Okay.
Okay. It's just so flaky and dry, compared to other potting soils. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Bye.
Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right. We got one more call on the line that we're going to try to get to before the break. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Dave's in Mass.
Dave, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Going to be a quickie, I hope.
Sure.
I bought my wife a Rose of Sharon plant this spring for her birthday, which is in the spring.
Yep.
Never had one before. Got it at a local nursery here. It was about 3 feet tall. Didn't expect a lot out of it this year because, being brand new.
Yep.
But lo and behold, the thing has been blossoming since probably the middle of July.
Perfect.
It's blossoming today. There are still buds on it that haven't opened yet, which I just consider it such a bonus. Anyway, my question is, with winter coming on, is this plant, seeing as it's been in since May, is it strong enough? Is it established that I don't need to do much for it this winter? Or should I maybe put some compost a couple of inches or so around the base? I mean, not up against the trunk, of course, but around it to protect it. So what should I be doing?
So I honestly would still put something around it, even if it was established, just to help out with what you've been doing, right? Because, honestly, even though it's established, adding these things is only going to help it, right?
Okay.
So it's going to be a benefit for the long term of the plant. So I really think you should do some of it, and it's just going to help, okay? The compost, putting compost into the soil is going to help so it has something for the winter, but it's going to be ready for spring. And it's only going to benefit you. So definitely, I would do it.
Okay.
Should
I probably continue watering it up until the ground gets hard?
All the way until the ground freezes. And that's with any plant in general. Water until the ground freezes, and then you should be good.
All right. Thank you so very much, Patrick.
Have a great one, Dave.
Yep, bye now.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we get back, Karen from Natural Alternative. So we'll be back in a few.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.